Our first scripture reading tonight comes to us from the book of Psalms, Psalm 137, the first six verses. It may be found on page 576 of the Old Testament. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and there we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our harps. For there our captives asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked for mirth, saying, sing one of the songs of Zion. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. And then from the book of the prophet Isaiah, what we consider to be 2nd Isaiah, chapter 40, starting with the first verse. Comfort. Oh, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Would you please join me responsively in the prayer, Grant Me Your Sense of Timing, by the Reverend Ted Loader, found on the insert. O God of all seasons and senses, grant me your sense of timing to submit gracefully and rejoice quietly in the turn of the seasons. In this season of short days and long nights, of gray and white and cold, teach me the lessons of waiting, of the snow joining the mystery, of the hunkered down seeds growing in their sleep, washed over by gnarled limbed grandparent trees, resting from autumn's staggering energy, of the silent whirling earth circling to race back home to the sun. Oh God, grant me your sense of timing. In this season of short days and long nights, of gray and white and cold, teach me the lessons of endings, children growing, friends leaving, jobs concluding, stages finishing, grieving over, grudges over, blaming over, excuses over. Oh God, grant me your sense of timing. In this season of short days and long nights, of gray and white and cold, teach me the lessons of beginnings, that such waitings and endings may be a starting place of planting seeds which bring to birth what is ready to be born, something right and just and different, a new song, a deeper relationship, a fuller lover in the fullness of your time. O God, grant me your sense of timing. The gospel reading for this service comes not from the familiar Christmas story of the Gospel of Luke, but rather from the book Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, starting with the 18th verse. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.